This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And you're listening to Betch Slapped, as I already said. So what has gone... This week has been really slow. I mean, slowest.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like really into Thanksgiving, like asking how your Thanksgiving is, and then you just say good.
Right. Because you're not going to share.
Well, actually.
Yeah. Like
no one really cares how your Thanksgiving is.
Yeah, no. It's just like you have
to say. And even if they did, you're not going to share.
Yeah. The thing is like, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And if you didn't, please don't tell me about it.
Yeah. Because like, it's also one of those holidays where it's just like, it's really just a meal and like, you just see a lot of people and like
you that's drink either a lot.
It's good if you like the people that you see, aka your family, and it's bad if you don't.
But apparently this year, like most people didn't want to see their family.
And it's good if you have a lot of, you know, Instagrams that you can put up of you and your fiance with your happy family, then it's awesome.
None of us have fiancés.
I'm not talking about us.
Happy families.
I put up a picture of bread.
So,
yeah, I put up a picture of bread. So there's that.
Those are Aileen's priorities.
Yeah, it was fucking good.
It looked really good.
Yeah, the only people having a worse Thanksgiving than you and your family were probably Kanye and Kim.
Yeah, I honestly, I know we're going to talk about how he's gone crazy and he's exhausted, blah, blah, blah. But I think everything that they do is a calculated publicity stunt, no matter what it is. And even like Lamar's like crack stint thing, okay, that wasn't publicity, but everything that happened around it was publicity.
But you can't have like a life devoid of like real actual events that happen to you.
Have you met the Kardashians?
Not every single thing can be planned out.
The Kardashians have crazy things happen to them that are beyond out of the ordinary and traumatic all the time. Like, I would not say that they have, like,
do you work for them? You need their therapist?
Well,
no, they do.
If this is a PR stunt, then what is the idea behind halting the show? Wouldn't that be bad?
I think that's the PR stunt, is that it gets every, like, something bad happened or whatever.
So the show got halted, so you want to watch.
So now
to
it's,
see.
Like, really exciting, and but now I need to know what's going to happen.
Thing, I don't think so.
The thing about the show is that why people like it is because these crazy things happen to them, and then people get to see, like, what the cameras show are actually happening and their real reactions like a month later because they do have such like a fast, tight turnaround
schedule
for the show.
Right, but I think what's more likely...
We never explained what's happening. What's happening? They're stopping filming?
Okay, basically about a week ago, he like was performing. We talked about this last podcast that he was performing and and then after that performance, he went to the hospital and I think he's been
tired.
There since. But like, what is it? Yeah, we talked about like, what does it mean? If
Kanye was in my dream last night. He was my friend. We were celebrating his birthday. We went to the library. I'm a huge loser.
I didn't even hear that whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that was very fast.
Yeah. He was selling mayonnaise, he said?
I just like, we went to the library. We were celebrating his birthday.
Oh. Okay.
I'm the only one who finds it funny.
The West will hawk anything. Anyway, so yeah. So what do you think, Aileen? You think the whole thing's a publicity stunt?
No, I think the halting of the thing is sort of publicity attached to re-editing the show or re-editing their like storyboards so that they can refilm in a way that surrounds his exhaustion kind of thing. So he can make some comeback and it's going to be some massive thing. Like I think that's everything... I mean, it makes sense.
I don't really watch the show. Is he in it a lot?
Yeah,
I feel like
he's
not.
In it. No,
he doesn't like to be in it that much.
Sammy again, her family therapist.
I could actually see her as like a really good family therapist.
Now,
I actually think I would be a great
family
therapist.
How do you feel?
No, if you really like read between the lines and you, when you watch the show and you don't try to like just sort of like receive what they want you to receive from it, like if you really watch it no, you don't even need to watch it high. You can watch it sober off your ass and you can see that they're like all desperately unhappy and like no, they are. And like this whole the fact that he's like, okay, so he goes on tour and then he like collapses pretty much and then spends, I don't think if it were a publicity stunt that he would be spending
a break, like whatever.
Yeah, but he didn't need to go spend a week in the hospital. He could have just gone home and not spoken to anybody.
His hospital isn't the same as our hospital. You get it? Like their hospital's probably in like
it's a
the
rehab.
Pool house.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like he's being attended to by like physicians and stuff. Like,
aren't they always?
I mean, no. If you were just like, I'm tired, I'm going home, you could just go sit in your house and wouldn't need anyone to attend to you. I would know as a family therapist.
Yeah, aren't you? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well,
let's talk about something.
We'll find out what happens with that
more
really
important.
Soon.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah. So let's talk about something pretty big that we're doing right now.
We have to mention this. Yeah, it's like really
important.
We have
to mention this because it's important.
For like, you ever been to know.
Yeah. So you've probably seen a lot around the gender pay gap. Yeah, we've talked about this last week. You've probably seen a lot around it. Like that secret commercial.
Future still female.
The future is still female. So basically what we're doing is we're starting a campaign with our new partner, Soap & Glory.
They're kick-ass partners.
Yes, they are kick-ass. And Soap & Glory, like we said, a new makeup brand.
Well,
newish.
New in the United States.
New to the United States. And we're starting a campaign called Slay Your Pay to raise awareness and action around closing the gender gap. The gender wage gap. If you don't know what that is, basically, it just means...
Now Sammy with now, Wikipedia.
Now, Sammy, what is the wage gap?
Now, Sammy.
Thanks for asking. I'm going to slip into my economist costume.
Yes.
And
economist hat.
Well, Samantha was actually a industrial and labor relations major, so you know she knows a lot about industry.
Indeed.
And labor.
And labor.
And relations.
And unions.
You just gave Cornell a plug. Do you really want to do that?
Okay. Anyway.
So the wage gap basically just means that generally women are paid less than men, specifically usually 80 cents on the dollar
on average
less than men for doing equivalent or similar jobs with the same qualifications.
Right.
So that sounds like pretty not that big of a deal because it sounds like you're only losing 20 cents. But over your lifetime, what you're actually losing is on average, like very average, $500,000. And think about what you could do if you started off making $10,000 more your first year out of college as opposed to $10,000 less. All your raises are going to go up much, much more slowly.
Right, after loans quickly.
And I think a big reason for this wage gap is that women aren't quite like, they don't feel like they have the right to ask for a raise. They don't feel like they're either scared to or they don't want to.
Nervous or just don't feel like they need to, they can't garner the confidence to ask.
Right. And a lot of people just don't negotiate up front. Like if your starting salary is if it could be $75,000 and you're only starting with $65,000, then that's going to affect where you go the rest
right.
of your life.
You're starting off on the wrong foot. So we're trying to change that discussion because we want you bitches to get paid more. Sorry, you betches. we want you guys to get paid more so that you can buy more of our shit. Just kidding.
She's not
or whatever
kidding.
You want. You can buy whatever you want.
Yeah.
Spin classes.
Vodka
whatever.
Sodas. Yeah.
More spin classes.
Vacations.
Yay. We said vodka sodas. That's all I'm thinking.
An apartment.
Makeup.
A one-bedroom apartment instead of a studio.
That's important.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so our campaign is basically to like encourage you guys to ask for a raise. We hope you do it. And to learn more about it, go to betches.com/slayyourpay to learn more about it.
Well, the most important thing is that we're actually declaring December National Ask for a Raise Month.
So go ask for your raise.
But not until December 1st.
Yeah, but wait two more days. We think it's a really good time. This is like performance evaluations and
end
of the year.
Or at least ask for, or they might give you a bonus, but you should ask for a raise.
Yeah. And we would love for you to share your experiences with us. So if you want to email us or if you want to ever ask any career advice, we're also trying to devote a lot of this month to giving career advice on the podcast. So email us at slapped@betches.com.
Yeah.
Finally, we got that one right.
We would share our own stories about asking for a raise, but unfortunately, we work for ourselves. So it's just us annoying
fortunately,
each other.
Yeah.
Fortunately and unfortunately for our sharing
We've
of stories.
Known each other for very long.
We do ask each other for raises.
We do. But what else is going on? You know, did you guys see that... that Ashley Olsen has a new old ass boyfriend, just like her sister Mary Kate. They really do everything the same.
Speaking of spin classes,
really?
What was the story? They really were just seen spinning.
They were seen at an early morning fly wheel class on Halloween.
The weirdest part,
isn't that pretty? That's like pretty fucking bizarre, right? I mean,
okay,
I get the Olsens would be like too cool for SoulCycle. But like,
no, they're not though. Our friend Alexa saw them both like in a class together. She was right between
them.
No,
so is that her way of like being super discreet? Because we know the Olsens are super private.
No
one will ever check. There's no paparazzi anywhere near Flywheel.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's dating some older dude. Whatever.
I feel like she's like a size 4 foot. I'm imagining the shoes. Do you think she brings her own shoes or she rents the Flywheel shoes?
She brings her own. Somebody, her assistant carries them around, also all dressed in black.
You think she brings her assistant to like watch her do Flywheel?
Probably.
With her boyfriend?
I don't know. They're really private. So, yeah, I wish they were on social media.
I can't believe she does, like, spin class. I feel like that's, like, her entire weight is, like, the 500 calories she'd burn.
Her entire weight is the bike.
Exactly. That might be. I actually once saw an Olsen outside of SoulCycle.
What?
I'm like, so 3 years ago. I just remembered that.
Well, then it became popular, and then they became,
No, it was definitely popular probably, like, 3 years ago, too.
Yeah, it was. She was popular. You told me about it 3 years ago, I remember.
Wow.
So they went to St. Bart's for Thanksgiving.
That's Jordana with the news.
Do the Olsens have Instagram?
No, it just said they're private.
Neither one of them has any.
No.
Sometimes you can be private and you can have like an Instagram so where you just put up like very calculated things.
What kind of captions that they have? Like, I can't even imagine what kind of pictures they would put up.
Well, isn't that the hardest part about putting up any Instagram?
It is.
Coming up with a caption. Yeah. Oh. I mean, if you're not us, it's really hard to come up with a caption.
Right. If you don't just speak and live in movie quotes and puns, it is quite difficult to sometimes think of them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, if you can't think of a good one, you're just like, fuck it, I'm not putting it up.
Right. I agree.
Or you send
just
it
sit
to,
there and like,
or you send with that, it like, to people.
Or you, I don't send it to people.
I do.
You send a picture to someone?
Be like, what should I caption?
How come
this?
You come never
Oh, I thought
me?
You like just send it to like all your friends instead you. Of putting it on
Because I knew you would
judge
me.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I was like, were you too embarrassed to send it to me?
Yes. Well, now no one has to judge because there's an app coming out this week that we're very excited about. It's called CapGenius. It's a caption keyboard, which basically you install a keyboard on your computer. Like
Bitmoji,
like
whatever.
Bitmoji or any sort of emoji type thing. And you can search a keyword and it will generate a caption
like
for
a
you.
Really funny one. Like, fuck puns. We go even further. Like, real funny shit.
Yeah.
So, like,
the next time you want to, like, put up a picture of your quinoa and you can't think of, like, a good quinoa caption, you'll just be, like, putting it quinoa into the caption keyboard.
Jordana can't come up with a quinoa caption.
It'll be like, quinoa is my caption.
No, but I agree. So if you want to hear more about when it's launching, all the info, just follow us at Badges.
And it's coming out
this week.
Either today or tomorrow, Wednesday or Thursday.
So no longer will you be doing lame-ass, like, just emoji captions.
Although the upside-down emoji is, like, a key emotion.
It is.
You know?
It is, but it can't be overused. So let's diversify.
That's true. Yeah.
Let's diversify. So look out in the app store.
You're right, Jordana.
For CapGenius. CapGenius. One word. And follow on Instagram at CapGenius.
Yay.
Great.
Okay. But speaking of like advice, this is my favorite part of our podcast is giving advice to people who send us questions because it's like we're doing good.
To unsuspecting innocent people.
Why don't you read the first, Dear Betch?
Okay.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. Dear Betch, I have a coworker who was above me in our department, but not my direct manager, who has also always had a weird fascination with me. Okay. She basically copies everything I do to the point where it's a well-known running joke with other people in our department. Recently, it's escalated and she's been talking shit about me when it comes to office politics type stuff. What time I came in, what time I left, whether my attire is truly business casual, etc. To people, including our boss. We sometimes hang out outside of work, and she's always told me she totally has my back and has asked me to have hers, so this has really pissed me off. I can get over the copying thing, TBH, it's a little flattering, but I really don't want her bringing me up in petty office gossip that gets relayed back to my boss. How do I approach this? How do I directly call her out? No. Do I directly call her out or just distance myself and hope she finds someone new to pick on? I know you say confrontation is mature. Oh, thanks for listening. Confrontation is mature, but I'm not sure how to confront someone that I work with / is senior to me about a personal issue. Thanks. Well, here's career advice if we ever ask for any. That's awesome.
Yeah. So what do you think?
So this sucks.
It's hard.
That's a pickle.
Yeah, it is hard because
that's a Tommy pickle.
Without knowing the dynamic and like how much power. That is not a good CapGenius.
That is the thing.
It's actually kind of.
Okay.
It's like so in the so bad it's good category.
I know.
We should make that
category.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what should we tell this girl? Well, thanks for listening.
This is actually it's
an interesting question. It's hard to answer because without really knowing the dynamic, like how powerful is this person? Like, it sounds like she might have a weird fixation on you, but
I don't think that's the route you would take. It's more of like talking about me with other people. But
do you know what it kind of reminds me of? It's like when there's someone you hate follow on Instagram and you like can't stop talking shit about them, but like
Who do you think that's Jordana?
But you keep following them. No, I don't really. I mean,
she's like, I never hate follow anybody.
No, like there's like you know what I mean? There's celebrities where you're like, ugh, I like, hate you, but I like also want to know everything you're doing.
Everything.
So it sounds like this is sort of like the situation that she has with you, where she's like copying. She like kind of like it's like a fan of yours, but also hates you.
It's like
what in a jealous way.
In a jealous way. Okay, so she's copying you, but she also like wants to bring you down because it makes herself feel better about herself.
But she's also sort of doing that thing where she's like kind of co-opting her onto her team to like make so it's not like an obvious outward aggression. So she's like, I really care about you. Like I wouldn't like have my back.
It's like a frenemy situation.
Yeah.
The thing is that I don't know if confrontation is the right thing here because it's an office environment and it's about petty issues. So like If this person were like actually reporting her for things she wasn't doing, I would probably say like have a like a nice sit down and like mature sit down. But since this girl's like just talking shit to other people, she has no proof. Right. She can't, unless she's in the room, she has no proof. So this other girl, all she's gonna do is deny.
Right.
Right. And I think if she does it enough, people will see on their own that she has some sort of like weird vendetta against you or like it has something personal, some personal
you know
reason
what?
She's
she
doing it.
Also, she should confront if there's a specific thing that she can confront about, and then she can like
something that's obviously gotten back to her. But even then, the problem with like confronting somebody about hearing something that they did is hard because you didn't hear it. And so the other person could just deny.
I think it's almost just like let your actions speak for themselves and people will see like what's
really
going on.
Don't be late. Come in on time. And then she has nothing to say because then those people she's talking shit to will be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Right. And then she's like completely not valid.
And then she, like the punishment almost comes like, already back. Like ingrained like in karma. That because people like you don't even have to do
just
anything.
Try harder.
you look like the bigger person because you didn't actually say anything, and she just looks like the maniac because like with that like that saying like what Susie says of Sally says more of Susie than Sally.
I literally have never heard that.
I love that.
You
saying.
Know
That's
I
like
don't
the best.
You know I don't know any idioms.
Although, it basically just means like if you're talking shit about someone, it says more about you.
Yeah.
Than like it does about the person you're talking shit about.
That just makes me want to not speak about people.
Right. Because it makes you.
That
seem
hurts
like,
our number one. Tenet called shit. Talking shit.
Yeah, well, it's satirical. So it's like, you know, if you're talking, it's true though. Even if it's a celebrity that you hate follow, like if you're talking
you feel
shit about them,
bad
if you're making fun of them, the reason you're making fun of them says more about your insecurities than like the reason.
For and it's usually specifically the thing that you see in other people that bothers you that you can like that you pick on. That's usually probably a problem you personally have as well.
So yeah, so I mean, the other route you could take is in December, ask for a raise, and then you'll be higher than her. And then you win.
Yeah, I think I definitely think that. But also I really think she should like kind of wait and if there's like a
don't
moment
do
where something don't do anything unless there's like an instance that really hurts
a real incident.
You need to say something.
But generally just take the high road and I think it'll all like,
don't
kind
fuel
of play
her
out.
Talking shit. Just be on time. Yeah.
Right. I think it's just also one of those like normal things that happens. Like at work you have bad coworkers and you deal with like people like this and whatever. It's just that is what it is.
Work is like a place you have to be every single day with people that you just don't know and some you don't like. I mean, we're fortunate enough to like each other most of the time.
Right.
So that's like what normal offices are like. So you just have to sort of deal.
Right. But we're also on a level where like if we had shit with each other, we would just say it instead of like doing weird
that's
things.
That's us.
Right. Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think we really have.
That's because
like,
we're on the same level.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, let's do another one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it.
Okay.
Dear Betches, so I met this guy around 3 months ago at a wedding. We have a bunch of mutual friends, and after hanging out a few more times with our other friends, we started Snapchatting casually. It turns out that we have a lot in common, so we started texting. I've been talking to this guy nonstop for about 3 weeks now, and we got into some personal and deep shit several times. He's secretly, like, the sweetest guy ever. We saw each other alone 4 times within the past week. That's so many times. And
that
last
is a lot in 1 week.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And last night I invited him over to my place to, quote unquote, watch a movie. As we were watching the movie, I was waiting for him to make a move, and he finally put his arm around me. We paused the movie and started making out and messing around and stuff. It was really great until later on in the night when we were lying in bed and he started talking about us as a couple and wondering what our couple name should be and other stuff like that. He sounded so enthusiastic about us, and it made me feel pretty nauseous. This freaked me the fuck out because I feel like things are moving way too fast, and I don't even know if I like him that much to be his girlfriend or whatever. How can I ask him for some space or time to consider this potential relationship without totally offending him and making him back off? I kind of want to dump him completely. Should I? Sincerely, a bet who's beginning to feel like a fuckboy.
I feel like she sounds like she's running away from like commitment.
Yeah.
When intimacy, she says, I kind of want to dump him immediately.
Completely. Right. That's like too strong of a reaction.
Yeah. That sounds like you really just, I can't deal with all this like couple talk. I got to leave. I got to be single, which I get. But I would like literally just talk to him. Like, let's take things a little slower. I still like you the amount of the same, but I like to take things slow. Right.
I think it's the kind of thing where like, if he didn't do any of that stuff and he were like not, we'd be getting the same email if he was not, if he like didn't text her after that, being like, I'm obsessed with this guy. How do I get him to make me his girlfriend? Right. Like, it's just the kind of thing where he, it's really it's just, it's a mind thing. Yeah. It's not, has nothing to do with like who he actually is. Cause you just said you really liked him. You have like
a minute
deep,
ago.
You have deep intimate conversations. So it's not about you not liking him. It's about, it's all just like this mind thing in your head. Based
there's
on,
no chase now, really, because he's just laid it out there. But even if
I like, get it, it's a turn off.
But
like,
even if tomorrow he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I was just like,
do you think
drunk?
It doesn't like, seem like he was like he was talking about your couple nickname. Like, that sounds like he might have been kidding.
He wasn't like doing putting like children's faces on your like album,
like in like, the office.
No, in
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Remember in the office though when Michael photoshopped himself over his girlfriend's ex-husband and their kids on a skate trip.
Yeah, it's just like, Michael.
That was incredible.
This is weird.
She was like not weird enough. Weird.
That's
out
his
enough.
Real life wife.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, in real life. That's funny.
Not she Jan, the other one. This real
she
Holly.
She wasn't weirded out.
Not Holly. Not Holly. Whatever. I fucking forgot her name.
Well, Carol.
Carol. Yes.
Yes.
Carol.
Right.
Christmas Carol.
Anyway. So yeah, I mean, it seems like maybe just like ask him to take it a little slower.
Yeah.
Try not also, to be as afraid of possibly having a commitment.
Yeah.
Another tip I think about this kind of thing is that guys just like say a lot of shit. And like, it doesn't really matter what they say because they're kind of dumb. Just look at what they do. So like, yeah, he's saying like, oh, this is our couple name. Like, we're going to be together forever. But like, guys just say shit. So unless he's like being like,
and then they forget about it a second later. It's like a Snapchat.
Exactly. Unless they're like, oh, like, I want you to come meet my mom. And like, I want to like take you away like immediately or like, I don't know, some like other actions say a lot more about guys, I think, than what they're saying. Right. So
for
just
sure.
Ignore than his like, if he starts to do like weird actions, that would
like
be
what?
More alarming. Like something that would be like way too fast.
Like, can you come meet my mom tomorrow morning?
Or like bring the mom to like their date.
Right. Or he buys you like $1,000 birthday gift the next day. Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset. Anyway,
like, whatever. It's an action speak louder than words.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
As the other stealing, do you get that one?
I don't.
Do you get that one?
You guys, you have to know that I know. I don't know any idioms. Like, for some, English was my second language.
Early bird catches the worm.
Do you know what that means?
I've learned over the years.
They kind
watch
of
pot
like,
never boils.
I always get that one mixed up with the chickens.
Don't catch your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah. I like that one.
Those are sort of in the
fucking
same
chickens
realm.
And the eggs.
Okay, they're basically just,
you know what
all
my
trying
favorite
to
is?
Tell you to be patient.
You know what my favorite is? What? A penny saved is a penny earned.
Obviously.
You wouldn't think that. I can I
frugalista.
When I was a child, I never understood that. I was like, how is that possible? You didn't earn the penny. Like, I would just
you get
argue
it now?
That. I get it now.
I'm still trying to explain it to her
but
like 26
I was five,
years later.
I remember like being like 5 years old and like not knowing what that meant and just like racking my brain over it.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
That's you
I was
today.
Like, what is English?
That's you today.
Okay. Yeah. Let's... So generally, great. What's the advice? Stay
Don't,
with him.
Yeah. The advice is watch to see what he slow. Does. Yeah. If you need to say something about taking it slow, take it.
But it's important to tell, if you do tell him to take it slow, don't be like, I don't like you any less. It's just that like, take it slower, like, you know, not
you so
not look at all my options necessarily, but just like,
get
why
to know
rush into anything
more.
Yeah, get to know each other.
And if you have commitment issues that you're not including this email, you should probably fix them.
Yeah, get a
and
family
this is coming,
therapist
this
like Sammy
is coming from the
I'd like to advertise Sammy's family therapy operation. Unlicensed therapist
Sammy,
if you're looking for an unlicensed therapist with no experience, please contact Samantha
at unlicensedtherapist.com.
Don't really give my email.
Yeah, that's why I was.
Your
I was
email isn't to... Samantha at unlicensedtherapist.com.
Oh, man, that might be
how
someone.
How do you know I don't own that?
That might be someone's email. Who knows? All right, let's play a game.
Yeah, good idea.
So we're going to play Verbal Smackdown. And since I don't really watch Gilmore Girls because I don't like it, I'm going to host the Verbal Smackdown.
Great.
So the question is, we've debated on the site and in other things, is Rory Gilmore like a betch? And by betch, I mean, is she like a cool, awesome girl? And like, would you want to be like her? And like, is she great? Depend, like, okay. Rory Gilmore, pro or con. And the whole point is, it doesn't matter if you actually agree with this thing, you're just going to have to defend it either way.
That's, and Amy, the, got that's signed, the challenge.
Got signed, fuck.
Signed, okay, pro.
That's, why, so that's why I was just...
You guys are going to have 30 seconds. The question is Rory Gilmore a bitch? Aileen's going to tell us why she is.
I'll just go
just
first.
Start, so that, because so that, I don't, okay, know.
She can refute me.
Sammy's going to start with... Okay. with no, she's not.
No, she's not.
Why, okay, isn't she?
Okay. Well,
I'm going to cut you
I
off.
I haven't seen. Go. Okay. I haven't seen the entirety of the beginning seasons, but I did see this new one. But let's just say, going back to the early seasons, she was like this very nice, hardworking girl. At least that's my impression of her, who was like obsessed with her mom and like afraid to talk to boys. But then she became into talk. I don't remember. I only saw the beginning again. So she was just very unbetchy in the original series. And now in the new series, everyone glorifies her as like this amazing, like, Rory, she's my hero, blah, blah, blah. I want to be Rory Gilmore. But actually, and this is a spoiler alert, so pause or put your volume down. She, in this new one, is like a homewrecker, and no one really calls her out for the fact that she's completely like sleeping with someone who is engaged. And
isn't her time up?
No, whatever. She's just whatever. She's just like a total mess. Like, she's working for like the town newspaper for free. Like, yeah. I don't understand why.
Wait, I'm supposed to say not yet.
And she's living.
Maybe she should ask. Maybe she should ask for a raise.
Yeah, she should ask for a raise. And she's living in Stars Hollow, and she's just like overall like. Whatever, I like her, the character, but okay. Betch, no.
My okay. turn. I can say that she is a betch because based on, the original series, like season one, she like turns down guys left and right. All these guys, Chad Michael Murray is obsessed with her, and she's like, no, I don't want to date you. Like, just because you're like rich and whatever, I don't like you at all. Like, not at all. She also has her goal set on Harvard. Lame as that is, she like won't.
Didn't she not get in though?
Yeah, she got into Yale, but she doesn't stab at anything to get in.
But she didn't.
She also
didn't she not go? Didn't she go to Yale instead?
Whatever. She didn't get in.
Yale is fine.
Yale is just as. Well, but it doesn't matter.
Guys.
But it doesn't matter. She had her goal set, and she was like, she did everything she could to get in, even though she wasn't smart enough to not. Also, okay. Paris didn't get in.
Paris is the worst person.
I think she's
I
the
hate
best.
Her.
Okay.
I think
she's the best. That's a debate for a different
that's
day.
Anyway, okay, so she tries to get what she wants, and she does have a good relationship with her mother. Doesn't mean she's obsessed with her. They have a good relationship, meaning
they're codependent. Just
whatever.
Saying.
Again, the therapist.
This isn't a debate where you can chime in. Did I chime in during yours?
You can chime in during, if you can chime in during the presidential debate, you can chime in on the Betch's verbal
smackdown.
Okay,
well, I was respectful to your argument, so please be respectful.
Okay, Hillary. Guys, both of your arguments are over.
Okay, Hillary.
I'm going to have to say, although Samantha should have deducted points for interrupting, apparently that's a thing that's okay these days and you get rewarded for it.
Yes. No, so, I can't lose. I'm sorry.
Please don't freak out. But like me not having watched the new series or really like remembering the old one, I have to say that sounds like Sammy has
I was set up for failure. Let's just
say. It's okay. It's not personal.
This is fun. Did you make her lose so that you could see her competitive streak come out?
I happened to give like a slightly better argument, but like,
okay,
I'm
not
sorry.
Only do I not know any idioms, I am highly competitive.
It is like insanely competitive, and like she's probably gonna be upset about this for the next 3 days.
Yes. I'm gonna keep watching the series and keep thinking about how she is.
I'm gonna get text messages like 3 a.m.
and even though the game is over. All right, so
whatever.
I'm
we
sorry.
Need, like, a buzzer.
Bottom line, Rory is not a bitch. I'm sorry.
Lorelai is.
Lorelai probably
Lorelai
is.
Lorelai is like a lil hoe, but like she, I like her too.
Yeah.
Speaking of TV, one last game, and then let's wrap this shit up. Would you rather never be able to watch TV again in your entire life or have a mandatory 5-hour viewing per night of TV for the rest of your life?
I'm glad mandatory. You think I don't already.
Yeah, I was just thinking that I do that already. Every single night? Like, every single night.
Yeah, well, I go to bed at like 3, so...
I will not ever
imagine all the time that you would have in your whole life when you weren't watching TV.
What am I doing?
Yeah, but I'm enjoying those 5 hours.
What am I doing from midnight to 3 anyway?
This includes your wedding day.
Yeah, I'm down in the morning.
Right, while you're getting ready.
I'll watch some Friends. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. I have to say, I think I would choose the no TV just because I feel like I would like accomplish so many things.
I find watching television accomplishing. Is that a word?
Well, that's probably an issue with the country.
Okay, but I'm not watching like Half Ton Mom. I'm watching like shows.
She's watching intellectual, thoughtful like shows like Gilmore Girls.
Exactly. You guys, it's good writing. I'm listening.
Right.
Okay. I watch everything with subtitles.
Gilmore Girls is good writing. It's like, it has that right.
It's reading. Yeah. Just read it. Watch it with subtitles.
Right. It's basic. Right. I also watch with subtitles. So basically, I'm
I'll
reading
just watch
for
the
5 hours
Big Short
tonight.
Every single day for the rest of
that
my
was
life.
That was like, so yeah, all of Aileen's knowledge like of finance comes it. From the Big Short.
Yeah, no, I've watched it about 10 times.
And Shark Tank.
No, I haven't watched it. It's become very commercial. Anyway, one more or just end it? Let's do one. Let's one
do it
more.
Quick. Do it quick.
Make it a quickie. Okay, I'll ask. Would you rather have an extreme allergy to all pets that never lets you have any pets in your life? such extreme wording, Jordana.
I'm sorry.
Or own 4 dogs for the rest of your life.
Four dogs.
No, of course. Animals. 4 dogs is too many dogs for me.
The queen has them.
Would you have
any? She doesn't take care of any of them. I'm sure she would have 4 dogs.
I don't want an extreme. Having an extreme allergy is awful. Like, I wouldn't want to wish that on anyone. So, like, if one thing is, like, never have a pet, never be able to pet one, that's one thing. But, like, having, an extreme reaction every time you come across a pet, which they're everywhere, I prefer having 4 dogs.
Okay, I guess. But I'm just saying, if you're talking about the queen, there's no way she's getting up in the morning to go, like, walk the dog with her, like, bags, pick
give
up
like,
the
shit. Give,
like,
pedigree or whatever.
Imagine her, like, picking up dog shit.
I just watched Did you watch The Crown?
I watched the first episode and then I got distracted by the election.
She
and
does
now
the
I have
queen
to go
impression
back to it.
So
I just
wow.
had this visual of like of the queen like washing her dog in the bathtub.
Like, she'd be wearing her gloves.
Come here, shopping. All right. Well, that's it. Don't forget to tell all your friends to listen, subscribe. Is that what you do with podcasts? I hope. And yeah, yay. And email us. What is it? Slapped at betches.com.
Again, don't
for
know the
all
email.
The advice and all the praise. Yeah. Or just rate us 5 stars. Yay, yay, yay. Self praise.
Remember to ask for career advice.
Yeah. Yes. We're happy to give some. Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
I know this is beautiful. I know. I went a law firm shit.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.